Peace, y'all. It's Knight Santiago. I am, you are listening to A Night with a Drunk, but I'm currently walking over to Bob's crib. Supposed to do a full-length podcast, but that ain't happening. I got too much work to do, so I'm going to ambush him. He doesn't know that I'm coming over right now. On top of that, he doesn't know that I'm recording the intro to A Night with a Drunk, episode 6. So, you know, the understanding is that Bob doesn't know that I'm recording the podcast right now.
Okay.
So I'm here with Braylon, and we're gonna ambush Bobby.
Yeah.
Should we tell him that we're recording?
No.
Yeah, but maybe we should, because then he might say something rude.
True.
Right? Let's go. So right now, say what's up, Trey. Trey here. We're recording episode 6 right now.
What do you mean?
Recording. Give me an update. What's going on?
The Vikings fucking suck. Kirk Cameron. Kirk Cousins is a dumpster fire. Not worth his money.
Isn't Kirk Cameron one of the Saved by the Bell dudes?
No, he was on Growing Pains.
Also, the best Lions is winning. Are winning.
No, the Lions are winning?
No, they end up losing.
So is today a good day?
No, not yet.
What's the score?
We hurt their fucking quarterback, right?
Who's quarterback?
The Bears. The backup quarterback came in, and he's picking us apart. This team sucks. I told you, aneurysms.
And I finally got to watch
their shows.
You did? Oh, the cartoon? Oh, yeah, by the way,
on YouTube.
The A Night with a Drunk cartoon is out. It's part of Torchville. You can check it at youtube.com/torchupnyc. We got Kay in the building, too.
Yeah, what up,
Say what's up to the people, Kay.
What up, what up? It's KDK, K-Love, a.k.a. Spliff, a.k.a. White Girl with the Dreads, a.k.a. Bob the Drunk's wife.
She's the only real Viking I know.
She's an actual
Viking. That's from episode 1. That's the first skit. The second one's going to be even funnier. Trey's in the second one.
I was going to say, Trey's down here.
Episode 1 is the one that's in the first cartoon.
Oh, but it's a close call. And there's no way in natural reality that a bear is going to...
7 views now.
...is going to beat a Viking.
They shouldn't.
Like, look, Vikings have bear traps.
Yo, I don't know what's wrong with this fucking dude this year, but he's pissing me the fuck off. Jesus Christ.
If you remember Dean, I'm about to play him, so it's like kind of confusing what time.
So what quarter are we in?
First, second.
Oh, second quarter. So it's not that stressful. You're just down.
It's
one touchdown, right?
Yes. But they have a backup quarterback and they're doing this to us.
Yeah, but is their first string or a good quarterback?
Like,
oh, you guys took him out, you said, right?
Yeah, and this Stormy Daniels or whatever this guy's name is beating us to death.
Ain't that the dude that Trump has sex with? Stormy Daniels?
She's the porn star, but that's what I'm calling
him. Oh, it's
now.
A she.
Fucking bullshit. Now there's a flag down again.
No. The Bears helmet looks like a Rams helmet, just
that's
with different
that's
colors.
What you were saying earlier. It's so stupid. It's normally, it's on us now. Look.
This is my second time on the podcast.
This is your second. Let me interview you real quick, Bray, while your dad loses his mind over the Vikings losing.
Yeah.
What's your favorite flavor of juice?
Fruit punch.
That's a good one, because you just picked every fruit off of the tree and put it in a cup.
Yeah.
What is your favorite dinner? If you had to pick a dinner, not a snack, just a dinner meal.
Pizza.
I was going to think that. That's one of my favorite foods. Every day, almost every single day, I eat a slice of pizza.
We just got pizza today. I love the sauce of that.
What is your favorite pizza topping?
Just cheese.
Just plain cheese?
Yeah.
You're the only child I know that doesn't love pepperoni.
I like pepperoni.
But you prefer just cheese pizza?
Get it!
Kind of.
That's on the top of the list.
I like both. Yesterday was like second time having pepperoni pizza.
In life?
Yes.
You guys are neglecting this kid. Get him a whole pepperoni. I'm going to bring you a full pepperoni. It is spicy. I get heartburn when I eat it.
I had a piece of pepperoni one time, and then just yesterday I had a pizza.
What is your favorite thing to drink with pizza?
That
A Coke? I was gonna say Sprite. Like, I gotta have a Sprite with my pizza.
He likes to dip his crust inside the soda. So,
yep.
Are you serious?
My mother-in-law used to do it. It tastes like a freaking donut.
It does.
Does
it's
it?
Weird as hell.
It really does. I'm gonna try
it. I've tried it, but I won't do it because it's weird to me.
What if you dip a donut in soda? Does it taste like pizza crust?
Yeah, probably not.
I'm gonna try that too. It tastes like diabetes.
This
it tastes like a corner. What do they call them? Embolism, right?
Maybe if I dunk a Viking up Bill Belichick's ass, we could win.
You are an angry man. Bill Belichick is still dealing with Antonio Brown.
This is
he's gone.
This is half of the show.
Wait, I didn't finish interviewing you though.
Oh yeah.
What's your favorite color?
Blue and green.
Blue and green.
Yeah.
Do you like the ocean?
The blue is because the lines are blue, and the green is just because I like it.
That's cool. You know what you like.
Yo,
that's a cool thing.
This kid is such a traitor. You know how he claims he's a Lions fan? Look what I tried to do when he was young. I just got this from my old apartment. Look, that's me, Trey, and Bray.
Yeah, well,
I tried.
He realized at 1 year old that you was trying to brainwash him into being a Viking and chose his own team, right? Barry Sanders, go! Barry
Sanders.
Bray seems like the kid that's going against the grain for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And I like that.
He's a Leo.
He's
a rebel. Is that what it is? Is that a Leo trait? That's one thing that me and Kay talked about. Bob's wife is like an official astrology geek and conspiracy geek, and I love it. Because I'm definitely a conspiracy geek, but you're going to school me on one of these episodes. You got to school me on astrology.
Yes.
Because I don't know much about it.
It makes so much sense when you really learn about it.
Yeah.
It doesn't. I agree.
I always thought it didn't make sense, but as I got older and you read into it.
I think like on Friday or so, I tried Dean's, what is it called? Drum. So.
Oh, percussion? So you're into playing the drums? I started playing the drums at your age, at 6.
Yeah, Dean like let me
there
in
you
the
go.
Garage. He like let me put on some music on the left side, and I did it.
Why'd you just clap?
Because they stopped it.
That's it? That's the most exciting part of what's
so
just happening
far,
right
yes.
now? Well, let's stop this segment. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Night Was Drunk.
I'm sitting here with young Bray. I like to call him my young Bray Wyatt. So what's your favorite cartoon?
SpongeBob?
Did you see the episode that they just did with the actual people that did the voices for SpongeBob?
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool. Who's your favorite SpongeBob character? Oh, let me guess, Superman.
No.
No? You don't like Superman?
I do, but he's not SpongeBob.
Oh,
it's
John.
It's Patrick. He's super dumb, so.
You just like super dumb people? We'll see what type of friends you're going to be picking. You're going to have a bunch of idiot friends, and you're going to be the only smart one. What's your second favorite cartoon? That's a tough one.
My favorite cartoon is Bobby's World.
Bobby's World is my favorite. Howie Mandel. Yeah, that was my favorite cartoon of all time. Bobby's World.
I used to like Mighty Mouse too.
Mighty Mouse?
I like Teen Titans. Bob watched it.
Teen Titans?
And, yeah.
One of my friends is one of the animators on Teen Titans Go.
No.
Yeah.
They're not.
Yeah.
No.
I can show you his Instagram. He's a good friend. I talk to him all the time.
Huh,
he lives in California.
What sound does he?
No, he doesn't do the voices. He does the artwork. He draws them. He's the artist. Yeah. So shout out to Hike. Hike is an awesome
That's
friend.
That's his job?
That's his job. He works at Warner Brothers, and he's an animator for Teen Titans Go.
He shout out Veronica and them, Tara.
You want to shout them out?
Yeah.
Go ahead, shout them out.
Shout out to Veronica and Tara, our neighbors.
Let's talk one more thing. What would be the if you had to pick 4 cartoon characters from different cartoons to be in one cartoon, what would they be? Who would they be?
SpongeBob.
We got SpongeBob is the star. He's the star of the show.
Yeah.
It's
kinda
okay.
Like me.
So he's SpongeBob. Yeah, but you're not spongy.
And Patrick.
So SpongeBob and Patrick, you got 2 more slots.
Okay, now I'm going to pick from Teen Titans.
Robin is funny.
And then Beast Boy.
And Beast Boy. Oh, so Teen Titans Go and SpongeBob.
Yeah.
So Sponge Titans Bob Go.
Yeah.
How's that sound? And that was Bray. The end of our segment. You want to say bye to the people? What can they look forward to from your future? Is that a bad question?
He's like,
I don't even know what you're talking about right now. Do you have a booger wall?
No.
When I was young, the headboard, I used to
just
pick
for just... my fun fact, I like to eat.
Okay, he likes to eat. That's
perfect.
Bob, what's the score?
7-0 still.
Still?
Yep.
What do you think about these new Bear uniforms? They don't look
they're very garbage, scary.
They're
I don't care. As long as they lose.
That's why my check. Bears aren't orange and navy too.
Well, it depends what planet you're on. Yeah, that is. Is that orange? That's like. Yeah, that's like.
I must be on fucking Mars because why are they losing to a backup quarterback? It makes no effing sense.
Yeah.
What game of the season is this? The third?
Fourth. Oh my god. See? This is the type of shit that pisses me off. He's a backup quarterback, bro. Like, what the fuck?
He's fresh.
He's better than Kirk Cousins, and he's a backup.
Who is Kirk's cousin?
Probably dumbass cousin. Oh, my God. Commercial. I can be happy now.
You're going to pop that vein on the side of your neck? Every time you yell, it looks like it's about to punch you in the ear.
It probably does. Oh, my God. Ridiculous.
You know, this might be unprecedented because we're 4 minutes into the second segment. We did like 10 minutes the first segment, and I haven't heard a once.
Oh,
that's
shit,
how stressed out Bob is. He's not even thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm just forgetting to ring the goddamn bell. What the fuck? This is fucking crazy. I don't understand it, bro.
Would you try one of these impossible burgers?
Hell no, not me.
Why not?
Because I don't want to eat tomatoes.
Alright, what if somebody came to you with a burger, right? And they said, this is real meat, but it didn't come from an animal.
No.
Would you try it?
No.
Because they're doing that now.
I would try it if they just said, here's a burger, you want to eat it?
I would try it, but I feel like if you're going to be a vegetarian, you don't want that because they cook it on the same grill and stuff.
Oh, that's right.
The real thing.
I didn't think about that.
Unless you know.
They're installing a separate grill just for...
They're not.
Because that's like in the Bronx. Well, you know, because you've been in the Bronx a lot. When you go to the delis, the kosher delis, or even not the kosher delis, like the Arabs, they'll have a separate grill for the Jews. It'll be the halal grill and then the regular grill.
Yes, but if you said that to me just to, you know, save that, I would definitely try it.
But,
I'd try anything.
But this Impossible Burger thing, they just opened a all-vegan Burger King, I think in Florida.
Are you serious?
Yes, the entire menu is vegan.
Yeah, well then that's different because then they're all...
Because then everything is being cooked like that. So now CRISPR, they're using CRISPR to grow meat in vats.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, clean meat.
They grow it and you look at it and it's meat. It's ground meat.
I know, but I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, it freaks me out.
You take a piece of like a cow... Like, I learned about this in science.
It's like cloning, right?
Yeah.
They take a piece of a cow, like the size of a sesame seed.
Yeah.
And then they put in the conditions where
So all they need is the size of a sesame seed, because that probably has all the cells necessary that are in every cell of meat,
they
right?
They make it feel like they make the meat feel like it's still inside the cow.
But it's not even...
No.
But it's still cow. It's just not cow.
It's still meat, but it's not.
I can't wrap my head around that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Because I'm like, all right, this is cow meat, but it's not cow meat. Like, it's not... And it's kind of savage when you think about it, because I'm like, I need my meat from an animal that walks.
Yeah.
I'm a meat eater. I love steaks.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I would try it, though.
I would try it.
And if I liked it, I might convert.
Get him,
you bum!
Because I do love...
You're an animal lover.
Yes. When the cows look at your face and your big eyes, and pigs are so smart and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was a vegetarian at one point, but then...
What was the reason that you... Like, why did you become vegetarian at the time you did?
Health and animal.
So it was a combination of your thoughts and your health that...
Yeah.
I never even considered it. Like, I've fasted. I've done, like, you know, fasting from meat. It's all been health. There's never been a time where I felt bad about killing an animal. Ever. Like, let me rephrase that. Animals that I eat. There was one time I ran over a kitten when I was a mailman.
Oh, yeah. That's
and that shit broke my heart. Yeah, like, for like a week, I was like, yeah, I just killed this animal and didn't even have a chance.
You know what's unhealthy? Being a Vikings fan.
You know what's more unhealthy? Being a Viking.
Hey!
Oh, sorry, not Kato. I forgot. Kato's a Viking. Never mind. Not Viking, being a pirate.
I know, but you're a Buccaneers fan too. Jesus Christ. You're every plunderer.
You're striking out here, bro. You're not doing very
Are you related to Genghis Khan too? Jeez.
What is this? $600.
No, that paper says $600, Arch. Doesn't mean you have it. You're going to be the guy going to the bank with that?
I want to cash this out.
Can we cash? $600 a piece of paper, sir.
When is
Oh my god, what the hell is going on? I can't take this shit.
Soon. Soon, because I got food on the stove.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus ain't gonna help you here, bro.
Nobody's gonna help you.
You know who's gonna help you? Warren Nobody. Moon.
Yes. Yo, you get on your Twitter and fucking...
Go Vikings!
Tweet him.
Warren Moon, we need you. Who's another famous Viking? Who's the biggest Viking that ever lived? I mean, like, football player Viking. Like, if you had to pick the greatest Viking of all time, who would it be?
See, that's tough, because...
What position?
In my generation, or are you talking, like, other people?
In all generations that you know of. Like, you're... And I don't mean, like, oh, that was a hit.
Hell yeah.
I don't mean, like, through stats. I mean, what are your thoughts? Like, for instance, you might see a Colts fan, and they'd be like, oh, Johnny Unitas, just because of what he represents. Who your personal... Number one Viking of all time.
On defense, John Randall, and on offense, Chris Carter.
Alright, well, Chris Carter, yeah. I don't even know who John Randall is.
He was a defense player. He used to put like face paint on.
It was, oh, that was the dude that did the freaky.
He did the triangle.
Like the warrior paint.
Yeah, he remember was him. Nuts, bro. And it's funny too, his story, I watched his story and shit.
Oh, can you picture?
He was too small. He was too skinny to play defense. So when they did the weigh-in, he put chains and locks around his waist for
to
the weigh-in.
Heavier.
And then he was one of the greatest Viking defenders of all time.
That's kind of... Wait, isn't that like that other dude? Who was the dude... It wasn't on the Vikings. That he was a smaller guy. He took steroids. He did a documentary about it after.
You talking about Brian Bosworth from the Seattle?
No. I seen a... When I was in North Carolina, I seen a documentary on him on ESPN. That he was like the scariest, they say, defensive lineman or something. Like, I think he played for the Bears, as a matter of fact. I can't remember his name, though. I know if I said his name, you would know exactly who I'm talking
about. Could be Richard Singletary.
No, it was a white dude.
White dude? I'm thinking it's Brian Bosworth. He had, like, a mohawk and shit?
No, this dude had black hair.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Oh, shit.
He looked like a Guido, almost.
Yeah. And
he
didn't last.
He didn't last because he did the steroid
thing.
He changed when he left the NFL because he...
I forgot his name, but
I'm talking about, right?
I've seen the documentary.
Now, let's say, do you condone steroid use? Do you even think about it when it comes to sports?
I don't really care, as long as I'm entertained. You don't
care. So do you think it should be legal?
No, but if you can get away with it, get away with it.
True, because steroids are legal substances now. As but listen, they have full bodybuilding competitions where they're supposed to take steroids. You know, that's why there's a division called the Naturals. Those are guys that take nothing. Testosterone boosted steroids, right. HGH steroids.
Well, we talked about it on the last podcast. If you can get me GH, whatever the hell it's called,
HGH,
I'll take it right now.
GHB? No, GHB, what is that? Oh. That sounds like a gang.
Yeah.
That's like a Crip set. GHB?
Crip? Well, if it's a gang, then Tekashi 6ix9ine just
he snitched on them. They just asked Irv Gotti what he thought about Tekashi, and he was like, I don't. He was like, I'm just happy he didn't say my name. That's crazy.
And all these memes, yeah, they just keep rolling. Al, I want to tell you too. Knight, I want to tell you too. I looked up a stoplight for you. I was going to buy it for you to put in your house since you're a new Vikings fan.
One of those?
Yeah, shout out to Bud Light too, by the way.
Bud Light.
Yeah, one of those. I couldn't find it, but you know what I did find? A pair of Air Maxes, Vikings colors. Oh my God, they were sexy.
You know, with the coincidence is
Until I looked at the $250 price
tag. I'm wearing a pair of Air Max right now.
I love Air Maxes.
I only like these pair, and I've decided to hate them since you said those are Eminem's favorite sneakers.
I know, it's funny, huh?
It's not funny, it's actually irritating. It brings me back to every time you wore a fucking Eminem t-shirt and you taped that damn poster. You didn't even tape it, you sent your son over there to take the bullet for you
and tape a
fucking Eminem poster to my front door.
That was hilarious, all right?
Shout out to Marshall.
It
was funny.
And you brought him up, not me.
But it was supposed to rain.
Oh, yeah, it would have got jacked up.
Yeah.
I know I didn't hang that Tupac thing up either. Yo, it's got his discography and his filmography.
Discography?
And, I don't know how
that's
to
a Bobism. We're gonna start making Bobisms. Oh, I thought those were lyrics. Yeah, that's fire. I'm looking at a Tupac Shakur. On the left is a picture of him without a shirt. It looks like around the time he filmed. Oh, I think it is. This is from Poetic Justice, right?
Yeah,
that's one of my favorite movies. I was in love with Janet. I was in love with Janet. Like, I wanted to be Pac, and I planned on working for UPS and everything. That might be why I became a mailman for a few years. This is dope.
Right?
This is super dope. So we're approaching the halftime.
And the Vikings suck.
Can you promise me something? Because I got to go back in the house.
What?
Hit me up when the game is over so I can come back and we can do a review of the game.
You sure you want that the way it's looking? Let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I want it the way it's looking. Especially if they lose. But go Vikings.
No kids this time except for Trey.
No
right?
kids.
No little Bray.
Nah, even if we got to sit outside of some 5 minutes, I need a review of where the season's at now. And where we think we're going, and Trey just got tackled by a stool. I mean, Bray, Trey, and Rhyme. Sorry, Bray Wyatt just did a leg drop off of a stool.
And maybe you and Kay, if she wants to come back down, you guys can have one of your.
Can we do a preview of astrology?
Absolutely.
I can ask you a few questions.
Absolutely.
Awesome. I found out that she was a kayak instructor too, so I might have questions about that too. And a lifeguard. I was a lifeguard too. I don't think I was qualified. I just knew how to swim real good.
She's my bodyguard.
It was.
She's my bodyguard too. Whenever I'm drunk and I fall down, she always picks me up.
Oh, I don't know if that's body.
She guards my body. When I fall, she's got to pick me back up.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys are legally married. She would be called a murderer if that didn't happen. If she didn't pick you up. So, the next segment, when we'll be back, it'll probably be about an hour from now.
Probably two.
2 hours from now, and we will be reviewing, and we'll do a preview of me and Kay's episode of A Night With a Drunk. We need a code name for A Night With a Drunk. It got to be A Night With a...
A Dread?
A Night With a Dread. That's dope. We're doing it. Yes.
See, we're gonna
that's why we need Bobby.
I should just sit around and just make titles up.
We're going to have a spin-off show called A Night With a Dread. We'll be back after this. That's classic. That's so good. All right. It's 8:29. A Night With a Drunk. Episode 6. Currently walking across the neighborhood to find out from Bob how this game went. And because I'm a bandwagon Vikings fan, I'd like to assume that we won. Because in all reality, if it was real life, I don't think a bear could beat a Viking. I mean, maybe if it was a little Viking. But like a grizzly bear with a Viking's weapon and boats? I don't see that there's any way. Vikings win, right? So we won?
Yeah, right. It's not going to be
Buccaneers
fun.
Won.
Did they? Pirates win.
Pirates.
But the Vikings don't.
They fucking suck, brother.
Give me the recap. Second half.
Look,
recap.
I got your seat waiting for you right there, right there. Right
I got
there,
5
right
minutes.
I'm gonna shut this fucking garage door too.
He's so angry. He's so angry. So tell me what happened. Oh, that shirt is dope.
Oh yeah. My surprise shirt for you. You like it?
That's like the so I'm looking at like an Andy Warhol, Tupac Shakur. The four square, that's dope.
Yo, this fucking team is such fucking garbage. I say this, y'all. Fuck.
Your life is all together right now. Can I lower the volume on this?
Yeah.
How do I do that?
I got you.
We live right now?
We're live right now.
Oh, good. Vikings fucking suck, bro. Dennis even came over to watch this bullshit-ass fucking game. Kirk Cousins can go back to where the fuck he came from. It's fucking doo-doo. I hate him.
What was the score?
Let me tell you. I can't tell you no. I just hate.
Did we score at all?
Yeah, we got 6 points.
Oh, that's good. That's a touchdown.
They lost.
That's not good enough.
The game.
I said that's good.
They lost
we got
the game.
Huh, so who's next?
The Giants. We're going to beat the fucking snot. If they don't, I swear to God, Al, a night. If they don't beat the fucking Giants next week, I will fucking take every Vikings thing off my fucking walls.
He won't.
Walls.
He won't.
Does he say this all the time?
Yeah, he won't.
That's cool.
Stop lying to the people.
Well, listen, if we think about it in realistic terms, I was thinking about it because before I said in reality, a Viking would kill a bear, right? In real life. Like if the Vikings... had, but maybe not.
No.
Like if it's a massive polar bear or like a Kodiak...
But hold
and
on.
They caught like a they baby Viking.
No.
But what if it's like a Viking in training? Viking like a 5 foot, 20 year old young Viking with a fake sword.
Yeah.
The bear won.
No, but
he's
hold
had
on.
A tough fight.
But hold on. The Vikings can't beat anybody. They're not beating a bear.
They're beating the Giants. The Giants suck. The Giants have historic. The Giants became a team to suck. They've always sucked, and I'm a New Yorker.
No.
I've always been the New Yorker that's hated the New York teams other
they've
than the Yankees because I'm from the
they've
Bronx.
They've got, I think, 4 or 5 Super Bowl wins. How do they suck?
Those
my team
teams.
Has nothing. Nothing. They yeah, have but, 4 Super Bowl appearances that
all right,
they
all right, but here's my theory
that they
on it.
Didn't win shit.
Here's my theory on this. There's nothing in Minnesota, right? There's nothing in Minnesota but the Vikings, right? And the twins.
They got the
Wall apparently, of they have a large population of twins. That's why they named the baseball team that, right? Is that why?
Absolutely. I don't know.
Absolutely.
They got a large population of twins.
Yeah.
So the focus is less on cheating. The Giants won them Super Bowls by cheating.
No, the Patriots win by cheating, not the Giants.
No, no, they do it now, though. They cheat the right way, if there is a right way to cheat. Back in the day, it was the mob paying the refs so the Giants could win.
Would
you agree or disagree? What I'm saying is we need the mafia in Minnesota.
I'm saying, yes.
That's what I'm
bring
saying.
Bring the mafia.
And
let's
with the
Amish
let's
mafia.
Me, you.
Amish mafia. Yeah.
Let's my family and your family move to Minnesota
I'm
right
with
now.
It. And we got to
bring some kind
we
of
we got to bring Schmeckle. We got to bring... What's
Josiah.
Some other, Josiah.
Elijah.
How about Gotti?
Hosanna.
No, Gotti's not Amish. But I feel like if we bring Schmeckle and Eli and Levi... And all the Eshes,
Jeremiah,
the Smuckers, all of those folks, we got a chance.
Is this the Vikings that you know, not me?
She's supporting us. She's happy. The Pirates
the
won.
Amish
the
Dutch
Pirates. The
no, you keep telling her she's a Viking.
The
so
Buccaneers. No, but she really is a Viking. But she's also a she's Pirate. She comes from that start, that part of the world.
Yeah.
So the Bucks win. It's kind of like a. It's like a win through marriage. You can't enjoy it, but you're like, all
right,
my team, my kind of team still won.
Right.
So what she's doing now is she's trying to figure out a plan for the Vikings to win here.
Right.
And I agree that with the Schmuckers and the Eshes and the Schmeckles and the Elis,
uh-huh.
we got a chance.
And I'll smoke to that.
Uh-huh.
We got a chance.
I go? Cigarette. There you go.
So real quick before I go, because I snuck out to throw the garbage out. I want a 30 second interview with you.
Gotcha.
So that we can inform the people on what we got coming up. You are Rasta.
I don't put a name to my.
So let's say you're of the people.
Yes.
You're of the universe.
Yes, thank
you're
you.
You're of the universe.
Yes, I accept all.
Hold on, the Vikings suck.
No, the Vikings are great. You're going to be the curmudgeon. I'll be the optimist here.
Okay.
I'll be Optimus Prime.
Bud Light's good and Rockstar too, by the way.
Yeah, and Monster if they give me the sponsorship. If not, they cause heart attacks and they clog arteries. But what are you into as a... I wouldn't even say you're like a flower child. I don't look at you like a hippie. I look at you like a free spirit.
Yeah.
But you got a different vibe. You're a little more together than the average hippie, as I like to think of it.
Yeah,
What are you into? Like, what floats your boat? What things interest you on a daily basis?
On a daily basis, I'm always looking for something that like positive energy. So like I'm. Essential oils and stuff like that.
So you're lighting incense and you're...
And saging the house and making sure there's no bad spirits.
How often do you do that?
I haven't done it.
Is it? Do you do it when you feel a vibe? Like
when I need to get bad energy out, yes.
And
usually kind of Monday.
How is it? Is your diet, what you eat, dictated through these beliefs or...
Not anymore.
After
having a family, it's like I gotta eat what I can provide, you know, and...
I wanna use you.
Easy. That's my wife, bro.
That's why I'm looking at you when I say it. No, but here's why. Because I think that the type of person you are, I think that we have a lot of listeners that are interested in that. And I think that if me and Bob got comedy and anger to give to the people, I think you have some enlightenment to give to the people.
I will enlighten.
So maybe next episode or episode. We'll do a weekly segment, maybe like a 15-minute segment. Good. Yeah.
Like I always say, like,
do you want to drop our listeners?
No, stop.
She's gonna
we're gonna gain a whole field of.
I went to college for look right behind you, marine biology, shark. Look at that. But I came out mind blown. Like I went in thinking a certain way
and went a whole other direction.
No, found out that I'm not a weirdo. Other people think way too.
Yo,
and we wouldn't go to class. Yo, we would go to the beach.
I thought that way too about the Vikings.
Dude, look at
and they all fucking are the same as me. We cry every night.
That's not true.
You can finish.
I cry every other night, and it's never because of the Vikings. Yeah.
Our neighbor over here was texting me too. He's like, "This shit sucks. Vikings suck, bro."
I know.
But the Buccaneers won. So no. I would say.
Vikings.
Let's
like,
talk.
The nature, the stars.
Yes,
the universe,
all of that stuff. But what you don't know,
weird shit, bro,
is that Bob is gonna get kicked out of the room.
Yeah.
When we have the conversation, because we're also gonna talk conspiracy.
Yeah.
You have conspiracy theorists.
I have a couple. Yeah.
And are there conspiracies that you've come across? Let's not talk specifics, but that you've personally debunked or in your head have figured out. This can't work. This does not seem right. Let's think about UFOs and the government and population control, weather control, things of that nature. Are there any things that you looked into that you're like, this is just complete bullshit?
Not a lot. A lot of it makes sense to me.
There you go. You're the person I want to talk to.
A lot of them, like, I'm like, actually, I kind of like feed into it. I'm like,
I think that's dope.
Ooh, I got a bunch. Like I told you, I love to philosophize and just talk about
I love it.
The randomness.
You know what the Vikings going to get today?
Oh, this dude again.
A touchdown. Okay, suck.
Hold up. Before you go touchdown. Take a piss, let's sign off to the people. For Night with a Drunk, I am Night.
And I'm Bobby the Drunk.
Got K to K right here.
We're going to catch y'all next week. Stay blessed.
Yes, sir.
Vikings suck.
Yes, they do.